This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. Should sex be taught in schools by faith-based private organizations? That's just one of the questions about whether CareNet in Española should be the ones teaching the subject in the Española public schools. Superintendent Bobby Gutierrez said the nonprofit reached out to her. CareNet recently opened a facility in Española. They're currently in Santa Fe and other cities and are part of a network that's been around for at least a decade. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
The CareNet Pregnancy Center of Santa Fe offers pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, adoption counseling, and parenting support. They offer information, but not referrals. The group is part of a national anti-abortion organization that is Crisis Pregnancy Centers. They said they offered the school system a partnership to provide the sex education that meets state standards. They're currently waiting on approval of grant funding for the project before supplying details. Gutierrez told a crowd at CareNet that 60% of the kids in the district are in single-parent households. She said that was often because of drug overdoses or incarceration. Many are being raised by grandparents. In addition, the teen birth rate in Rio Arriba County is double the national average. The article in the Santa Fe New Mexican quoted Gutierrez saying, "She has emphasized abstinence. It's okay to say no. It's okay to be abstinent until you're older. I think sometimes our young people don't know that it's okay to say no." End quote. More after this. Gutierrez, in an interview with the New Mexican, said she liked the CareNet approach to sex education, providing information about birth control and choices. She also acknowledged there would be some challenges bringing in a faith-based organization to teach sex ed, but she said she thinks they can be overcome. CareNet is neither medical nor educational and is run mostly by volunteers on a small budget. The Santa Fe Center has an $80,000 budget and $23,000 is Executive Director Roberta Cheek's salary. Director Cheek wouldn't say whether the grant is public or private and did say the curriculum meets the state's sexual health education standards. The standards are not very specific. If they get the grant, it would allow CareNet to hire teachers who would work in collaboration with current Española teachers to provide the courses. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
If partnering with a private nonprofit, faith-based or not organization, is what needs to be done to help reduce the teen pregnancy rate in northern New Mexico, it makes sense. Not taking advantage of the opportunities simply continues to put young women and men at risk of pregnancy and disease and continuing to make bad choices. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.